Today, inshallah, our brief khatira will be a quick explanation, a tafsir of Surah Al-Layl that I recited in the second rak'ah. Surah Al-Layl is, as you know, oftly recited surah, and it is one that inshallah ta'ala has a lot of benefit, as with all of the smaller surahs. It is also the ending of the middle qisar. So the qisar, the small surahs have three, the large qisar, the middle qisar, and the small qisar, right? So the qisar of surah have the three sections. Surah Al-Layl is the ending of the middle qisar, the beginning of the small qisar, which is from wadduha. Surah Al-Layl was revealed after an incident, and the incident is referenced inside the surah. That incident was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh freed Bilal ibn Abi Rabah when he saw Bilal being tortured so severely. And he went to Umayyah ibn Khalaf and he said, "Tell me your price." And Umayyah gave an exorbitant price, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, without any question, without any negotiation, he just paid the price for Bilal. And so rumors began to spread. People mocked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and they said, "Oh, he must owe Bilal a favor. Bilal must have done something to him." So they made fun of a very noble act in this regard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah right after, and you will see an ayah or two that references this as we're going to get to. So Allah begins the surah as usually the Meccan surahs begin, with a qasam, or a series of qasam. And as we said many times, qasams are oaths, and the purpose of the oath, you draw attention to what is going to come. So you bring the attention of the reader. In the Arabic language, you will bring the attention of the reader, and you will emphasize the object of the qasam. So Allah Azza wa Jal gives the qasam in this surah, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Three. Number one, the night when it covers up. The night when it envelopes. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. So when the night spreads out and things become dark, Allah is giving the qasam by this. Number two, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. And the day when things become clear. So the night covers up and darkens, and the day makes things clear, and everybody can walk around and know what is going on. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. The ma here, technically it is, so this is, in Arabic there's something called za'ida. If you don't have it, the sentence will fully be still the same. But the purpose of za'ida here is once again for an emphasis. And the fact that Allah created male and female here. So the ma here is an emphasis, right? Because if you removed it away, you could say وَالذَّكَرْ وَالْأُنْثَى, that the creation of the man and woman, right? Or you can even say وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الذَّكَرْ وَالْأُنْثَى. But Allah Azza wa Jalla says وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرْ وَالْأُنْثَى. And the creation. So the ma here becomes a type of, you like, masdariya, the creation of male and female. Now, number of things here. Firstly, by giving the qasam with the night and the day, and male and female, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demonstrating that everything around us is intended for a higher purpose. It didn't just come about. The fact that there's night and day, and the fact that night is peaceful, and night is dark, and night is covering, and day is active, and day is hustle and bustle, and day is bright, this is intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who intends something like this means that creation has a higher purpose. This didn't just come out of nothing. Everything around us has been created for a goal, a maqsad. And so Allah Azza wa Jal is emphasizing that these things you take for granted, there is a divine wisdom. And in the Quran, multiple ayat, literally a dozen verses, talk about هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا. He is the one who has made the night a time of peace, right? And the day a time of walking about. That if Allah had made the night light for you, who could bring you peace? And if Allah had made the day darkness for you, who could give you light so that you walk around? So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ. Of His mercy, He created the night so that you can sleep, and the day so that you can walk about. So Allah gives the qasam here to indicate the creation has not been created without a higher purpose. What we take for granted of the natural order around us, this is intended to facilitate life for us, to make life easier. The one who made life easier for us wants something from us for this life. He did it for a wisdom. He didn't do it for no cause. And وَالذَّكَرِ وَالْأُنْثَى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And the creation of male and female. Some say Adam and Hawa. Others say every male and female is referenced here. And there's no contradiction. Both of these are valid. In the act of dividing mankind in the miracle of marriage, in the miracle of the creation of life. The one who allowed this life to be created is truly Al-Muhyi wal-Mumit. So Allah Azza wa Jal brings about this connotation. Also, the fact that there's dualities, night and day, man and woman, is an indication that the one who brought about these dualities is himself not dual. The one who brought about these contracts is Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, Lam Yalid Walam Yulad. So the one who gave you this duality cannot be dual himself. He does not have a partner. He does not have an equal. There's nothing similar to him. So he created the world to be a world of contrast, to tell you the one who created it has no contrast. He has one. He is one, and there is none like unto him. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. So these are the أَقْقَسَمْس. What is the sentence that Allah wants to bring emphasis to? إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Your endeavors and your efforts are all diverse. The fact that the world is one, the fact that the creation around us is in harmony, you, O mankind, are not the same. You, O mankind, are not on the same nizam. The world is on the same nizam. The world has the same order. The sunrise, the sunset, the order, it is down to millisecond. Everything is in set. But as for you, O mankind, you don't have that one goal. You are all diverse in your goals. You are all diverse in the efforts you do. And of course, the contrast here, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and the one who killed or persecuted Bilal and the ones mocking Abu Bakr. Look at all of this contrast over here. Inna sa'yakum lashatta. There are those that are wanting to free the persecuted slave. There are those that are wanting to persecute the slave. There are those that are feeling sorry for the slave but can do nothing, the rest of the Muslims. There are those that are happy. Wa inna sa'yakum lashatta. Indeed, all of you have diverse spectrums. You're not on the same. So this is the reason of the Qasam. All of the Qasam, Allah is saying, marvel at this diversity and then realize you have to choose your path. Realize that since there is this diversity, you have to decide where you're going with this diversity. So Allah Azza wa Jal then tells us, إِنَّ سَعَيْكُمْ لَشَتَّى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. So now Allah gives us the two immediate contrast. Of course, there are many in the middle, but as usual, the Quran gives us the two most extreme, so that you know these are the two main paths. And then, of course, in the middle, there's going to be a spectrum. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. So as for the one who gave and had taqwa, gave what? Either gave the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gave his soul to Allah Azza wa Jal. He dedicated everything he had. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. There are those who sell their souls in order to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So either he gave himself and gave everything he had, or he gave of his wealth again, and of his wealth is part of what he had. So whoever gave from his wealth and had inner taqwa. Point being, both of these contrast the reality of iman. Iman consists of inner and outer. And you are not a believer until you have both. So he who conforms outwardly and has inner faith, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. Ata has to be with the hands, has to be with something given. Ata is giving and showing that giving. And taqwa is in the heart. So the one who gives of his wealth, or the one who sacrifices all he has and also has inner piety. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. And along with this, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he believed in Al-Husna. Al-Husna is the feminine of Ahsan. Ahsan means the best. And Husna means the best, but the feminine. What is the best here? Our scholars say, again, a number of interpretations. Either the best speech. What is this best speech? The kalima of La ilaha illallah. So صدق بالحسنى. Husna is the kalima of La ilaha illallah. Or the best reward. And so هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. When you do good, Allah will give you the best. So you believed that there's going to be a reward for what you've done. So صدق بالحسنى. He gave up of this dunya expecting in the akhirah to be given the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some said, Al-Husna, the best creation, which is Jannah. Ahsan Husna, the best creation of Allah that is a gift to you, that is Jannah. All of these are, you know, complementary, right? So Husna is the kalima, Husna is the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, the thawab, Husna is Jannah itself, all of this complementary. So whoever gives freely of his wealth and has inner piety, and he believes in Jannah, وَصَدَّقْ بِالْحُسْنَى, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We are going to make the easy path easy for him. We're going to make the easy path easy for him. Now, again, so much can be said here. Of the things that can be said here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does this shall be given this. This indicates that Allah azza wa jal has given us a type. I know this is a deep topic, so don't misunderstand me. A type of free will. Now we are Ahlul Sunnah, we affirm Qadr. However, this does not mean that we are like robots. Ahlul Sunnah has a belief that an outsider will find contradictory. Yet this is our belief. We believe in Qadr. We believe everything happens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe not a leaf falls except that Allah has willed it and Allah knows it and Allah has given it the power to fall. We believe everything happens by the mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, we have, along with this, we also have a choice. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. Whoever wants to be rightly guided shall be guided. But وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You will only want to if Allah has wanted you to want to. We don't go deeper than this. Let us leave it at this. Point being, we do not believe we are robots without any free will. At the same time, we do not affirm a fully independent free will, because that would go against Allah's full control over us. So, whoever gives shall be blessed with ease. Whoever has taqwa, we will make things easy for him. When you put in the effort, Allah will bless you. Right? So there is an element of you do, then Allah will give you back. So, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We will make the easy for him. What is the easy? What is yusra here? Again, a number of interpretations. The most obvious one is that Allah is saying the path to Jannah will be made easy for you. However, some scholars have added here that why should we restrict it only to the Akhirah? It is not here, it's only in the Akhirah. Rather, we will make things easy for him, even in this world. Life will become easier to live. The pains, the difficulties that you face, it's not that the pains will go away, but you will manage to cope with them in an easier manner. And so even this dunya and the akhirah will be made easier for you. And this is, inshallah, the better opinion, because why restrict it only to the akhirah? Whoever believes and whoever has taqwa and whoever gives, we shall make things easy for him in this world and in the akhirah as well. We shall make the qabr easy for him. We shall make qiyamah easy for him. We shall make passing the sirat easy for him. We shall make entering Jannah easy for him. And this dunya as well, things will be made easy for him. So this is one very easy interpretation, inshallah, that is overwhelming and it is optimistic. And inshallah, this is the better interpretation. Some have said it's only Jannah. Khair, I mean, that's not incorrect, but why limit it, as I said? وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. And now Allah contrasts the exact opposite side. أَعْطَى بَخِل. Whoever gave, whoever was stingy. Whoever had taqwa, whoever thought, I don't need Allah. إِسْتَغْنَى, he felt himself self-sufficient. And this is the worst type of kufr. Kufr is of five different types. The worst type of kufr is the kufr of Iblis. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He was arrogant and he refused and he was of the kafirin. The worst type of kufr is to recognize the truth and still turn away from it. And istaghna has that connotation. You know that you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but arrogance comes and you're like, I'm not going to worship. Istaghna, he thought he didn't need. He felt he was not needful of Allah azza wa jal. So, بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he denied. Husna is the kalima, husna is the reward, husna is Jannah. All of this, he denies it. He doesn't believe in it. So, look at the contrasts. Whoever gives freely of his wealth, and whoever has inner taqwa and believes in the akhirah, shall get things easy. Whoever is stingy, and whoever feels arrogant that he doesn't need religion and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he denies the hereafter, then the difficult will be made easy for him. He shall get the difficult, usra. Once again, what is usra? Again, we will contrast. Life will become difficult. Death will become difficult. The qabr will become difficult. Qiyamah will become difficult. Passing the sirat will become difficult. And then entering Jannah will become impossible. So, فَسَنْيَسِرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. And this is the Quranic motif as well. Whoever turns away from my remembrance shall live a miserable life. فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. He's going to live a difficult life. So once again, the difficulty isn't just in the Akhirah. It is in this life as well. Therefore, we firmly believe the mu'min lives a more comfortable life in this world. And the one who rejects Allah, even if he has the dunya, he will live a more difficult life in this world. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ الْحُسْنَى فَسَيُنَسِلُ الْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. This person who was stingy and he hoarded his wealth until he died, of what use will his money be when he falls deeper and deeper into Jahannam? وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. How will his money benefit him? He hoarded it for an entire life. Now, where is that money when he is being punished? And he is being punished more and more severely. Taradda, going down. And this could be at the time of death, it could be in the Akhirah, that he needs his money at that time. And what is the benefit of all of that money? And of course, this is a common motif in the Quran as well, that ma aghna anni maliya, my money was of no use to me. And in Surah Al-Fajr as well, that there is no point of all of this that I have. I want to go back and let me give my money, right? Give me one more chance. فَأَصَدَّقَ. I'm going to give charity to be of the righteous, but it's not going to happen. So, وَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لِلْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. Allah says, our job is only to tell you the guidance. Once again, this notion of there's something you have to do. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى. As Allah says, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. As Allah says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرُ. Your job is to convey. Your job is to explain. Allah says, we have made the guidance clear. Now it's up to you. You take it, you don't take it. And this is one of the many verses that shows us an Islamic principle. I've said this multiple times here, is that whoever desires the truth shall be given the truth. Allah does not mislead the sincere. Allah does not misguide the one who truly wants guidance. And that is why anytime I speak to a non-Muslim interested in Islam, I say to him one simple thing. If you are sincere, you shall be guided. And I firmly believe this, and experience has shown this, as you know. If you are sincere, you will find the truth. Allah does not hide the truth from the one who is genuinely searching for it. Inna alayna lalhuda. It is our responsibility to make the hidayah clear. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. And we also own the Akhirah and the Ula, the world and this world. We own this world, meaning a lot of people refuse to become religious because they want this world. A lot of people are impacted, they are impaired from accepting religiosity because they feel it will hamper them in this dunya. And Allah says, but we control this dunya and we control the Akhirah. Whatever you want, we have it. This dunya, we have it. The Akhirah, we have it. So why would you want to choose anything other than hidayah? You will get this world, you will get the next world. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, they shall be blessed in this world before the Akhirah. وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. I warn you about the burning nar. تَلَظَّى, flames coming out. I'm warning you, if you don't pay attention to the hidayah, if you don't take heed right now, what is going to be facing you? نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. Only the worst of the worst will enter that nar. Who is the worst of the worst? الَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. The one who denied and rejected and turned his back. Now, this indicates, and I've mentioned this in my longer series of Heaven and Hell, you'll find it on our East Plano's website. This indicates a mainstream belief that Jahannam is of levels. And the depths of Jahannam, like the pit of the fire, those who say the kalima will not enter it. There are levels of Jahannam. We believe, Ahlul Sunnah, that some people who said the kalima shall be punished. And they shall be punished by the fire of hell. One group of scholars have said they shall be punished by Jahannam, but not in the depths of Jahannam. They shall be on the peripheries. They shall be facing the heat, but entering the gates of Jahannam. and being dragged to the depths of Jahannam. This does not happen for the one who has the kalima. This is an interpretation. Another interpretation, there are many levels, and this ayah referenced the lower level. So you have two interpretations. Both groups say there are Muslims who are impious who shall enter Jahannam. But one group says they shall enter through the gates but to a higher level. And other says no. The people of the kalima will not enter the gates of Jahannam. They will be punished by the fire of Jahannam, but outside the gates. So there are two opinions here. Both of them have evidences, and wallahu alam, and let us hope we don't have to find out wal'iyadu billah ourselves, inshaAllah. We hope that Allah saves us from anything having a deepness of this question. But we firmly believe that the worst of Jahannam, anybody who says the kalima and dies will never enter. And this one of the evidences, right? فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ لَا لَنْ تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَحَ إِلَى الْأَشْقَى أَلَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. None shall get to the نَارًا تَلَظَّى. Nobody will get to that Jahannam except the one who intentionally rejected the truth. Notice, كَذَّبَ. He knew the truth and he rejected it. As I said, that's the worst type of kufr. الَّذِي كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. And the pious and the righteous shall be saved. Notice, you have the piety, Allah will do the saving. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا. He shall be saved. You will not save yourself. Allah will save you. But you have to put in the effort. What is the effort? الْأَتْقَى. To have taqwa. Who is the one who is atqa? الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. He gives his money to purify himself. He gives his money to be pure. This is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He gave of his money to be pure. He gave of his money to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah references this incident. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. And there is no favor he has to repay to anybody. When he gives his money, he's not doing it to pay back a favor. He's not doing it to have some type of ihsan over another person. And this shows us, if you give charity, you should never give charity to somebody that you want something back from. If you do so, it impacts your ikhlas. It's not haram to do that, but it impacts your ikhlas. That's not pure, right? If you give charity, it should not be in a sense of somebody has to now give me thanks. Somebody has to owe me for the rest of their lives. No. Allah says he doesn't want anything back from the one he gave it to. There is no jaza he wants back. He does it, as Allah says in the Quran, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُرًا. We don't want any thanks from you. We're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا لِيَحَدٍ عِنْدُ مِنْ عِمَدٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. He only wants to please the noble face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He desires Allah azza wa jal's mercy. His ikhlas is pure. So Allah praises Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in these verses. This is all about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Then Allah says to Abu Bakr and to all who act like Abu Bakr, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And he shall get more than what he wanted, and he shall be happy. And this, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى, Allah says it to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself as well. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. This is to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Look at the same language for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then for the greatest of his followers, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And the same applies for every single one of us, inshaAllah, if we follow these series of verses. There are many paths, brothers and sisters. You have to choose your path. Choose your path by doing the deeds and having iman in Allah azza wa jal, and by being sincere. And be careful of those who don't do good deeds, who are stingy, who don't have good iman, because there are two different paths here, and Allah azza wa jal mentions, it is up to you which path you choose, and it is upon me to give you the rewards for this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ikhlas, for taqwa. We ask Allah generosity to be able to give to the poor. We ask Allah that when we give for His sake. We ask Allah, we do not give for the sake of the dunya, we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah that He gives us back until we are fully satisfied. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.